The U.S. Department of Education weighs in on Oklahoma's plan to end some annual tests. Reflections from a former president on a former Oklahoma governor. And a report finds positive outcomes for summer feeding programs. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, August 14th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The U.S. Department of Education says State Superintendent Ryan Walters does not have authority to end standardized testing. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports Walters announced last week that districts would no longer be required to do end-of-the-year tests.
A senior department official tells State Impact Walters' announcement that districts will instead be allowed to use benchmark assessments is, quote, nowhere near a done deal. The official says the request must go through public comment, then the department must send in all of the comments and how they've responded to them, as well as conduct a meaningful consultation with districts. The official also says Walters' staff sent a draft of the proposed policy on August 1st to the department asking for feedback. Before the department could reply, it was posted for public comment. The department responded with a four-page response of what the draft was missing. The official says, quote, this is in no way approved by the department, and I think that's really important to clarify for Oklahoma parents and families. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Former Oklahoma Governor George Nye was laid to rest today following a public memorial service in Oklahoma City. KGOU's Logan Layden reports former President Bill Clinton gave a eulogy.
And I will never forget the last hug I got from him. It was the gift of a lifetime.
Bill Clinton and George Nye were friends and fellow governors in the same era, Nye here in Oklahoma and Clinton in Arkansas. He talked about working with Nye on the Arkansas River Navigation System project and on interstate highway improvements, before summing up Nye's political career overall.
He honestly believed that public life could be decent and honorable, and that people could be helped not so much with a hand out as with a hand up. I will always think of George with his hand up.
Former Oklahoma Governor George Nye, who passed away last week at the age of 98. In Oklahoma City, I'm Logan Layden.
Google plans to invest $9 billion in Oklahoma within the next 2 years. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports projects include a new data center and academic and workforce incentives.
Google officials say the tech company will complete phase one of a new data center in Stillwater by 2027. Governor Kevin Stitt is totally on board.
I don't know if you guys all caught that, but $9 billion is a big number, right?
The investment also includes an expansion of the Pryor data center, which is already the company's second largest. Google says it will partner with a union-affiliated electrical training program to help get critical power infrastructure up quickly, and the state's two flagship universities to help students develop AI job readiness skills. Stitt says lawmakers prepared for this earlier this year by cutting individual and corporate income taxes, setting up business courts, and allowing companies to build their own private electric grids. In Pryor, I'm Lionel Ramos.
A new report found summer EBT programs in tribal nations improved food security among participants. Anna Pope has more on the study from the Indigenous Food and Agriculture Initiative and advocacy group Food Research and Action Center.
Summer EBT, or the Sunbucks program, offers $120 per eligible child over the summer for groceries. The state of Oklahoma declined the funding when the program rolled out in 2024, but the Cherokee and the Chickasaw Nations accepted it. The study shows households receiving the benefit had lower rates of food insecurity and were more likely to have adequate access to fruits and vegetables compared to those without it. The Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. says the tribe's program is popular and serves tens of thousands of people.
The choices that we made at Cherokee Nation, the expenditure that we made, and the fact that we turned $1.8 million into $6 million for everybody who was in need, I think that story needs to be told.
This summer, three more tribes, the Choctaw Nation, Muscogee Nation, and Otomizora Tribe, signed on to administer the program while the state declined the funds for the second year in a row. I'm Anna Pope.
We have more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.